I'm Brooke Baldwin at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Despite diplomatic moves, fighting continues now for a fourth day in the former Russian Republic of Georgia. European Union envoys are set to deliver a ceasefire proposal to Moscow, signed by Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili. Georgian officials say it includes a withdrawal of all Russian troops from Georgian territory. That agreement also includes provisions calling for international peacekeepers and mediation to help end this conflict. Hundreds of police officers spent the night trying to get rioters under control in Montreal. They burned cars, take a look here, smashing windows, even looted stores. Rioters then threw rocks and bottles at the firefighters. One police officer was hurt. This all started after police shot three people during an arrest Saturday. One of them was killed. And kicking a president out of office is on the agenda today for lawmakers in Pakistan. Lawmakers in one province voted Pervez Musharraf unfit and demanded he step down. Today's vote does not require him to do that. It just ramps up the pressure on him to do so. Accusations against him include violating the country's constitution and corruption. And on the campaign trail back here at home, Senator John McCain campaigning in Pennsylvania today with former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. There has been speculation that Ridge is in the running mate race for McCain. Meanwhile, Senator Barack Obama enjoying himself in Hawaii off the campaign trail. He's vacationing there with his family. Obama says he does not plan to do too much work this week. And some good news for you at the pump. Gas prices have dropped for the 25th straight day. AAA is reporting the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is now sitting at $3.81. That is down just about a penny from yesterday. By the way, the cheapest place to find gas in Missouri with an average of $3.56 a gallon. Not too bad. And those are the headlines this hour. Of course, stay here with CNN for more on those stories and a number of other developing stories throughout the day.